Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook, / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter, at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course, at thekickasslife.com.
Hi, this is Jack Canfield from The Secret, and you're listening to David Wood on The Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hey, and welcome to the show. It's a Kick-Ass Life show. It's the Thursday edition. And I'm really excited today to explore some of the 25 years of learning that Oprah Winfrey has especially around the area of purpose. And I utilize some of her teachings specifically in one of my programs. And I want to share that with you in a moment. But, you know, this whole idea about discovering and living purpose and sort of unpacking it, I'd like to share a story of my own of how I came to that realization. When I realized what it was I was going to do for the rest of my life, what I was being called to do. And sometimes, you know, if you're in the middle of something in life and you're struggling and whatever, sometimes it's hard to discover or even have the wherewithal to even say, well, you know, what's my purpose? You know, when you're still working 3 jobs and trying to feed the kids and your husband just left you or vice versa, your wife just left you and you're... So life can get in the way sometimes of this conversation. But what I want to do is I want to bring it very much into the forefront and ask you to sort of really explore today what that looks like and utilizing Oprah's brilliance to do so. In her last show, she shared some very, very beautiful wisdoms, as I say, gained from the entire span of her show, which I'll share with you in a few moments. But this whole idea, though, about, you know, what purpose is and what it stands for, and really when we look at purpose and passion, you know, how closely linked are they? You know, Mark Twain said, you know, they're the two most important days in our life are the day we're born and the day we discover why. And so I want to explore that. But, you know, I always play music on my show. And I think of passion right now, there's so many stars out there that exude passion. But this woman has been come on the scene and just seems to have one one major hit right after the other. And really what I've heard from, I haven't seen her live yet, but what I hear about her live performance is it is like nothing you're ever going to see. So let's have a sit back and think about that. Are you really born this way? Are you born to have purpose? So take a moment right now, take a big breath in, and just, if you're driving, keep your eyes open, but you can still breathe. think about the last hour of your life. Your time's up. Tick tock, tick tock. You have a flashback. Your life from birth to death. The good, the bad, it's all there. What you gonna see? Regrets? Are you fulfilled? If you can close your eyes, then close them. What do you think your final emotion will be? Is it joy, fulfillment? What is it? What is that final one? Based especially on the trajectory of your life right now. Some people, they don't want to talk about this last day. They think it's too morbid. I love thinking about this. I think it's what drives me to lead a great life, to lead a kick-ass life, is because I embrace this moment. I always know it's around the corner. I don't know how big the corner is, but I'm really willing to embrace the thought that, you know, how do I want to live each moment of my life? So the question isn't will it come? It's how will you feel when it comes, you know. And the question, can you change your life or can you even embrace what you're doing? Because for a lot of people, you know, you're living your purpose, but maybe financially it doesn't fulfill you financially. And that's why, again, I love multiple streams of income, because quite often I give about 80% of my work away for free, but only because I'm fortunate enough to be in a situation financially where I don't have to focus each day on, you know, earning money. And I've learned some things about money that I can have money fulfill and allow me to do much greater things and say yes to things that if I had a J-O-B or if I didn't have the financial ability to say yes, I just wouldn't be able to say yes. But fortunately, I'm able to. So again, I want to explore a little bit again what Oprah talks about. And so this is from Oprah's last show. And I want you to really listen carefully to her words, because they're very, very powerful.
What I know for sure from this experience with you is that we all are called. Everybody has a calling. And your real job in life is to figure out what that is and get about the business of doing it. Every time we have seen a person on the stage who is a success in their life, they spoke of the joy and they spoke of the juice that they received from doing what they knew they were meant to be doing. We saw it with the volunteers who rocked abandoned babies in Atlanta. We saw it with pie ladies, those lovely pie ladies from Cape Cod, making those delicious pot pies. And we saw it even with prisoners, training puppies behind bars to be adopted by our wounded soldiers. Many of those inmates, for the first time, got to experience what it meant to love and be loved, and it took a dog to do it. We saw it every time Tina Turner, Celine, Bocelli, or Lady Gaga lit up the stage with their passion, because that is what a calling is. It lights you up, and it lets you know that you are exactly where you're supposed to be, doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And that is what I want for all of you. And hope that you will take from this show to live from the heart of yourself. You have to make a living. I understand that. But you also have to know what sparks the light in you so that you, in your own way, can illuminate the world. You know, when I started, not even I imagined that this show would have the depth and the reach that you all have given it. It has been a privilege for me to speak to you here in this studio, in this country, and in 150 countries around the world. On this platform, that is the Oprah Winfrey Show, you let me into your homes to talk to you every day. This is what you allowed me to do, and I thank you for that. But what I want you to know, as this show ends, each one of you has your own platform. Do not let the trappings here fool you. Mine is a stage in a studio. Yours is wherever you are, with your own reach, however small or however large that reach is. Maybe it's 20 people, maybe it's 30 people, 40 people, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your classmates, your classroom, your coworkers. Wherever you are, that is your platform, your stage, your circle of influence. That is your talk show. And that is where your power lies. In every way, in every day, you are showing people exactly who you are. You're letting your life speak for you. And when you do that, you will receive in direct proportion to how you give in whatever platform you have. Of course, the circumstances are all different for all of us, but the power, I know, is the same. You can help somebody. You can listen. You can forgive. You can heal. You have the power to change somebody's life. Look around and you'll see. You may not have to look any further than your own family or maybe even your own self. The power is the same. Everybody has a calling. Mine aligned with my profession, my job, but not everybody gets paid for it. But everybody is called. It may be your skill at listening, your talent for nurturing and mothering. Do not get it confused. It does not have to be some highfalutin something or something that makes you famous. We're all confused about fame versus service in this country. And one of my favorite stories is Marcia Kilgore, who founded the successful Bliss Spa. She was here years ago. And I remember going to her spa and getting a beautiful facial from her, so great. And I stood up on the table and I said, this is the best facial I ever had. And she said, that's because extractions, popping zits, are my passion. My great wish for all of you who have allowed me to honor my calling through this show is that you carry whatever you're supposed to be doing, carry that forward and don't waste any more time. Start embracing the life that is calling you and use your life to serve the world.
Awesome. You know, and she mentioned another great artist, this gentleman I have seen live. And so as you contemplate these words, I want you to listen to somebody else whose passion is so remarkable. Here you go.
Le finestre mostra tutto il mio cuore che hai acceso, chiudi dentro me la luce che hai incontrato per strada. Con te partirò.
I talked about sharing a little bit about my own discovery of my life work and what I was born to be. Remember, the saying again is, you know, the idea that two most important days, the day you're born and then the day you discover why. And that happened for me a number of years ago. And it happened actually in a very, very, probably in one of the darker places in my life, in the sense that my marriage was on the rocks. And I had gone through a situation of emceeing a wedding, and I was completely, I felt complete public humiliation. I completely messed up the wedding to the point where for years afterwards, it actually stalled my life in many ways. I found myself gazing off into the distance, sort of hoping to go back and rewind and remake and make this whole. But I mean, unless you've felt complete and total public humiliation, then sometimes it's hard to understand these words. But, you know, so here I am. The one thing I wasn't a professional speaker back then. I didn't do any of this kind of work. I wasn't doing shows. I wasn't doing podcasts. I wasn't doing anything. You know, I was an entrepreneur, and I was just asked by some friends to MC their wedding. And, you know, back then I didn't realize I thought that I had to be the show. I had to be interesting instead of interested. And so, you know, it became all about me. This wedding became about what I was going to do to make this a success, as opposed to allowing, you know, the traditions that have been passed down for a generation to be a guide. And then the beauty of each person that was there, bringing their own unique self to the wedding, to allow that magic to come out. You know, this all became about something I was going to do. And I just remember standing backstage right after the whole groom side of the family got up and left, and one of them saying to me, that was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen, and walking out, you know. And even though I know the bride and groom enjoyed the wedding, but you can't enjoy the reaction from a whole group of family members. It was incredibly hard. Anyway, so what happened there was, you know, I knew I'd never ever go on stage again. Not that I'd ever been on stage before much, but I knew I wasn't going to do that again. I wouldn't take that kind of risk. And what happened, my marriage was on the rocks. My wife was told about a personal development program by T. Harv Eker called Warrior Camp. And so she came up to me and she said, I want to do this thing. Do you want to go? And I'm the kind of guy that doesn't need to know details. I said, sure, I'll go. And so we go to this 5-day camp up in the mountains, and it's kind of like, you know, extreme, you know, the fire walks and the high ropes and all this kind of stuff. And watching Harv on stage that first night in this tent, and it's all very ceremonial, you know, it's with a native kind of a feel, smudging and, you know, these very sort of native based music. And it was just very, very beautiful. But I watched him come out on stage and magically engage the audience and keep them engaged. And halfway through the second day, I looked at my wife and I said, I want to teach this program. Little did I know. I mean, in the moment, it was kind of trying to ease the pain within me. But I do have this feeling that quite often purpose is locked in some ways toward something we've gone through in life. And in going through those things, you know, we discover our path. And Eckhart Tolle says this, you know, that quite often those people who do discover their purpose and live their purpose have gone through some of the hardest stories. And those people that do find their way often have to go through the, you know, the darkest of tunnels to find them. And some people whose lives are very easy and there is no hardship, there is no ups and downs, there is no disappointment, there is no, you know, abuse or anything. Sometimes they don't ever step across the line to actually fully live their purpose. They have a good job, they keep it, never fully fulfilled, never fully passionate. You know, just one year rolls into the next, one Christmas into the next, and suddenly you're older and suddenly you look back and think, well, what the heck was all that about? It was good, but it just wasn't great. And the idea then, so if we have to ask the question, what is purpose? If we listen to Oprah's words, to find that thing that you love doing, that passion, she talks about the word passion. And, you know, and she mentioned, you know, everyone that came across her stage, you know, with their passion. And I think that that's that thing, that invisible thing that comes alive and within us, and where time passes so easily and effortlessly. There is no, you can go day and night. It's a calling from within. And she talked about the lady with the extractions. And I love that. Because, you know, to say that's my purpose, that's my passion, it's not necessarily outside of what you're doing. Sometimes it's the understanding of what you're doing is the thing that you can be most passionate about. And, you know, we had that happen the other day. It was a flight attendant on a flight from Alaska. And, you know, we were flying into Kelowna. This is 2 nights ago. And it's like midnight. And, you know, this woman was just so in her body and so present and smiled. Even when she was lining up, it was 12:15 when we were lining up at customs, and I saw her walk through. And I said to Jen, I said, look over there, look at the smile in her eyes and the smile on her face. It's like her passion was to serve people on the plane, and her joy, and that every fiber of her body was sparkling in that moment. It wasn't a job. It was something that she, I could tell, and we can tell by the way we show up in it, right? And I remember that one time in a washroom with a guy who was the guy who was handing out the towels, and just being moved by how he loved what he did to the extent that he truly was there and engaging and full of life. And you think, you know, spending your days in the bathroom handing out towels. But no, this guy was like, this is what I do, man. And I love it, you know, and he loved people and it was obvious. So the idea then about, you know, what are you going to do right now to sort of wake up if you're not completely clear on what your passion is? And you may be in something that's gives you passion. You know, you may feel alive and love your work, but to either decide it's your calling. It's why you're on the earth. It's just a different conversation with yourself. This is what I do. And this is why, I mean, and to impact lives. So, I mean, when we look at the word purpose, you know, what? How do you define it? And you could use Oprah's description. To love something and to be passionate about something and to have an impact. And, you know, people always talk about changing the world, but I like to talk about changing my own world. And in that changing my own world, then for sure it changes the world. Because that's the only world that we're truly aware of is the one we're in. So, you know, I really sort of want you to contemplate this. And I want you to think about what it is right now as you take this step and you listen to Oprah's words echo in your own heart, and you listen to this understanding of what happens when you step into a purpose. And sometimes it's a choice, and sometimes it's the very nature of what you're going through right now. If you're going through something very dark, if you're going through, whether it's, you know, alcohol or drugs, or whether it's going through divorce, or whether it's going through abuse, quite often that'll be the bright light that you'll carry because of the experience. You'll carry a torch, a flame, and you'll step into something that will make a significant difference in the world. And I will tell you that when I look back over the journey so far, and I look back at Oprah's journey, you know, raped at 9, left home at 13, and pregnant by 15, then you have to say that how in so much darkness can somebody be so bright and offer this beacon of hope for anyone, anywhere, to relate to, because the relatability comes in the darkness that she had to endure. But the brightness comes because of her stepping in and owning this space. And she says, you know, we all have our own stage, and sometimes it's just a few people, a handful of people. But I do know that she mentioned another person that, again, when I hear her sing, quite often I'll even see a tear rolling down my head, my face. Let's listen as another one of the artists that Oprah mentioned. So here we go.
When you look at me, I can touch the sky.
I suppose the question is this, is whether you're leaving it up to chance, whether you're just going through life and going through the motions. And, you know, you can always tell. I can't tell you how many times I look at even students, or I look at people in my rooms, or, you know, walking down the street where people, their lights are out. You know, there's Marianne Williamson, you know, she talks about, you know, it's not our darkness that most frightens us, it's our light. And how often we're willing to give that up and shrink back so others don't feel small around us, right? So the idea here is, you know, are you leaving it up to chance? Is it something that you need to do something about? Is it something that you need to embrace right now as far as understanding what that is? There are some, in fact, I have a CD program called Your Why, Unlocking Your Why, which is a great process, very simple to sort of unlock what's most important to you. And I think you can get that through soundconcept.com. You don't hear me talk about my CDs very often, but that may be one that you may be interested in having a listen to. But are you leaving it up to chance? Is that something that you're doing? And again, what happened for me in that moment, I wasn't aware that it was my life path. I wasn't aware that because of the journey, because of the things that happened to me in my life. And again, you don't hear me dwelling on these things, but it gives the empathy and the deep compassion that to do the kind of work I do, which is, you know, the podcast is and the show is a part of this, and it's going to become a much, much more significant part as I realize it really is a vehicle of transformation where I think it will allow a lot of other people to step into their own purpose and their own reason. And so for that, I'm eternally grateful. But what happened now, you know, as I started down this pathway, which was obviously, you know, the humiliation, I see that I want to learn to get the other side of that. I want to learn from this master who has the ability to stand in front of rooms and transform them, not knowing that it would become my life's work. At that time, it wasn't a choice. Oh, this is why I was born. Although it wasn't long after that that I realized. And so, you know, as you're sort of sitting there right now, and I want you to sort of ask yourself that question: is, you know, are you clear? And if you're clear, awesome. But then the other question would be, if you're clear, and then what level do you want to play this out? And again, it doesn't have to be huge, but when you own that space, when you own your purpose space, saying this is my life's work, this is why I was born, and that each morning you wake up, it's like your cells are functioning at a different level. You're driven. I mean, sleep is optional, right? But you become so attractive because there's certainty in what you're doing that you begin to attract. I mean, whether it's the zit lady again, you know, she's the best in the world. Who do you want to pop your zits? You want to someone who's absolutely engaged in popping zits. And I think that's the thing that I find really interesting is that once we become alive, then we attract to us so many other possibilities to expand the very thing that we're passionate about. And so, you know, and it really allows us to be our best. And, you know, she did mention one other singer. So let's have a play with her, shall we? I saw her live in Israel.
Love like you know what it means. And it can't be wrong. Take the heart and make it strong. You're simply the best.
So I suppose the big call to action here is it's really about whether you're going to be more intentional. So if you haven't discovered your purpose right now, then what do you want to start doing about that? How do you go about unpacking and unlocking what it is? Why were you born? What was the reason? And again, if you're in the darkest of places right now and struggle and survival are the only two things you're working on, that's fine. Within the darkness lies the seed, I believe, of exactly what it is you're looking to step out of. And, you know, I can't tell you, you know, the people who have struggled with alcohol or struggle with drugs, you know, or abuse, how they often step into a world of change. That's where they find their voice. They find their voice in the darkness and then lead other people to the light so that people don't have to be ensnared for so long into those things. But, you know, beyond that, if you're just sort of in the blah, you know, you're kind of like living out each day, but you're not really. It's not that you're just living out each day. You're just sort of, what's the word? Existing. And because you're existing, what ends up happening is, you know, there isn't the color kind of dissipates from the landscape. And, you know, everything sort of just becomes one. And the years start to blend. So what would happen if you were able to, if you were able to sort of find that color, what would happen if you go on a quest to say, hey, listen, I want to discover exactly what my purpose is. I want to unlock And I want to live a purposeful life, knowing that in the end, all of the people I've looked at or I've worked with, and I've asked them the question, I've said, hey, you know, what's the end game for you? And we talked about that sort of that final breath, right? Well, what is that end game? And I believe that everyone wants to leave a legacy. Everybody wants to know that, you know, that their life meant something, that there was something that, that really brings significance to that daily self. And again, it can be with animals. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be big. And that's the thing I think a lot of us get confused about is the size of it. You know, if you compare to Oprah and you talk about a global stage with, you know, hundreds of millions of people, or you talk to someone who's impacting, you know, a single life or a handful of lives, the feeling's the same. I don't think Oprah goes to bed. I mean, she has her own demons and much like we all do, but she doesn't go to bed with any less satisfaction than someone who's working with a handful of people. I think changing a life is significant. So with that, I'm going to think about this song here. Just have a listen to this. I love this. Love this song. Another mountain. I'm always going to want to make it move. Always going to be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm going to have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm. So here we are. I hope it, again, awoken you in a 30-minute show. I mean, it's, even if you just wake up in this moment saying, guess what? I'm going to get really clear on this. I'm going to get clear on what I was born to do. And again, and you may have to have a vehicle, a financial vehicle that allows you to fulfill that. It doesn't necessarily mean because you have a purpose that it's necessarily going to be a financial one. Although I found that quite often it can be the same thing. It can be linked. In other words, you can create fortunes from your passion. Absolutely. However, there's sometimes you won't, and there'll be other vehicles that will allow you to step into and lead that greater life, you know? And I don't know why I was thinking of Dr. Seuss a minute ago, but it's like, be who you are and say what you feel, because those that mind don't matter and those that matter don't mind. And in saying that, I think quite often we end up losing sight of our purpose because of the conditioning, because of what we thought we had to do to please our parents. It depends on your culture, but you know, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, but that's not your passion. I can't tell you how many people I've had on the show that were walking down one street, something occurred, and they found another street, and they lit up. And so, you know, remember, quite often we make our choices for careers when we're very young, and we don't really know ourselves, and we're pleasing our parents, we're pleasing our grandparents, we're pleasing everyone, but not really knowing who we are. And then you young people listening in, before you make that choice of your lifetime career, if you don't know it's going to light you up every day, I suggest you take a year off and travel around the world, or 2 years and travel around the world. And if your parents have a problem with it, ask them to call me directly and I'll chat with them. And hopefully I can give them the peace of mind to know that when you come back, you can have a deeper sense of exactly what you want to do with those precious seconds that we have in a lifetime. So I want to thank Oprah for her words of wisdom. Those words, they resonate with me so deeply. And I also want to thank you. And I will definitely see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.